The US Special Envoy for Haiti has quit over the treatment of Haitian migrants. In a letter, Daniel Foote described US policy on deportations as inhumane and counterproductive. The deportations have been criticised by members of President Joe Biden's Democratic Party. Here's more from Shia Brittanzi in Washington.
What a letter. It's not often that you read a letter that's so damning. And it wasn't just about what the envoy called the inhumane expulsion of Haitians, many of whom have never lived in Haiti, potentially, back to Haiti. But it was about decades of U.S. policy. And the implication from him was, look, I was brought in. And it was actually a request from members of Congress that there be a special envoy for Haiti. I was brought in to look at this, look at the underlying causes of instability in Haiti and why we have refugee problems every now and then from Haiti and so on. And the gist of it is I'm being completely ignored. As far as the Biden administration, it's business as usual.
The White House also says horses will no longer be used by U.S. border patrols in Del Rio, Texas, after officers there were seen whipping migrants with the horses' reins. Images captured by Al Jazeera and Reuters earlier in the week. Critics say they're reminiscent of the historical mistreatment of black Americans by horse-mounted police and slave owners. The other headlines: in a U.S. House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot has subpoenaed four key members of Donald Trump's administration. Trump's chief of staff Mark Meadows and former advisor Steve Bannon are among those who will have to testify. UN Secretary-General's warned the Security Council that climate change will make the world more violent and unstable. The UN General Assembly's been dominated by calls for stronger environmental action. The former head of Catalonia's government has been arrested in Sardinia. Carles Puigdemont travelled there from Belgium, where he's been living in self-imposed exile for 4 years. Spain has charged the separatist leader with sedition, saying he helped organise a 2017 Catalan independence referendum.